Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and give God praise. Come on, come on, just thank God for who he is, amen, for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and shout glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Makes a difference in our lives, amen. The anointing, the Bible said, it destroys the yoke of bondage. Come on and give God some praise, amen. If God has kept you, amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
That you have done, hallelujah. That God did it all, amen. That Jesus came, amen. He did it all on the cross. That you know that, hallelujah, Jesus finished the work he came to do, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the time, the new works, the new grace, amen. My Lord, my God. Come on, family, hallelujah. Don't let nothing stop you from shouting.
Thank you.
Jesus, baby, you will release your warring angels right now. them to walk in his spiritual
right
signs and hear
right
our
now,
prayers
Lord.
For being asked. Amen. In the mighty name of
Jesus
Christ,
the
Lord, we come
casting
out
yes,
our cares
right
and fears and burdens. And we pick
yes.
up the peace that you give us, God, and we
yes.
decree the God's victory right
yes.
now as we
victory
get in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now that you may have your way. Lead us and guide us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the mighty
name of Jesus
Christ.
Yes, Lord. That we may receive divine and directions and instructions of our Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you will help us to do this day, God? For we are your servants, oh God. Help us to operate with the people. Oh, God, that I feel. And we just want to
thank
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Find our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done, oh Lord. We find our mind in the mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ be arise and operate in us right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, of heaven. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you raise the wicked out of the wicked right now, that we, your children, may live in peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, of heaven. You declare to come out, Jesus, that I have not seen. Lord, you turn the man, the things that you have for your children,
Lord.
And we declare the time of faith that we are children of God,
Lord,
in the incorruptible seed of the Word of God,
thank
and we will not be denied. Amen. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Christ of Nazareth, go after the kingdom. You are not taking a confidence of talking to God. You are not listening to what the enemy is trying to say. We declare the cry that we are more than conquerors of Christ Jesus, who come with the world. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We give it all over to your grace, and we forgive those who have promised in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we pray this
thank
day, oh God, that they will come
to
you, oh God, to adjust the fire to you this
thank
hour,
you,
God, that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they may be saved. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We pray their peace and protection, oh God. We pray for healing to their body and strength to their bones. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that all be saved, oh God. That every need be met. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against them. We command the spirits of every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, control. Spirit of pride, spirit of addiction, spirit of perversion and lust, spirit of poverty, lust and death, spirit of destruction and death, spirit of sickness and disease, and pain is coming in the permanent of sickness and violence, every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of affliction, hallelujah, every spirit of depression, suicide, every homosexual spirit, we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out. In the name of Jesus, every lying spirit right now, every spirit of anger, wrath, bitterness, jealousy, competition, we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, every spirit of pride, we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of poverty, lack, and death, we command you to cease your work right now and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. In any other spirit that's operating us, all this pride, in our bloodline, we command you to cease your work
up
and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of the living God, fill us with all these areas that have been vacated by the envy right now. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, let us receive your word on today, oh God, that it may take free and let it be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. Let it manifest in our actions, oh Lord, that all will see that we are your children. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us receive the holy divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word as we receive it on today, oh God, that we may...
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Something must have happened to the line. Hey, Claire.
Hey, Will.
Something must have happened to the line.
I can hear you burning,
Lord,
but I don't.
Oh, man. We bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God on
night.
Today.
Thank
amen,
you, Lord.
Amen. I was still here. Sometimes
amen,
lines
amen.
They get crossed up. But glory to God. If you just give me a minute,
amen.
I'll be working my way back
amen.
Onto the line. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. We come against every plan and work of the enemy. We destroy
yes.
it right
yes.
now. Amen. In the name of
yes.
Jesus Christ, because we have
yes.
the power God has given us, the authority.
Yes.
And you just have
mm-hmm.
to know how to use that authority that God
amen.
Has given you in the right way. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We speak blessing mm-hmm. and not cursing. Amen. We
yes.
speak life and not death. Amen.
Bless.
We speak
yes.
the word of God. Amen.
Speak it.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're going higher
right.
on today in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, let's pick up.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
I said a
Lord.
Fire.
God.
I was
thank
early
you,
this
you,
morning
you.
And went to a women's
yeah.
conference, and I left a little early so I could be on the prayer call. So I'm sitting
right.
in my car now. I was trying to get to a spot where I could get online and not miss our time together with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank
amen.
God for waking
amen.
Us up this morning. I went to bed.
Amen.
Late over the hours of the morning. And I say, Lord, if you have me to be at this conference, you'll get me ready and out the door. And sure enough, I was on time for the conference this morning. And I thank God for the women of God that was in the building. It was such a blessing. Amen. Amen. So
yeah.
welcome, family. We want to know how everybody is doing and how you've been. Amen. We love each other so much, and I just thank God for the love that's on this line. Amen. So
amen.
We welcome Aunt Bernadine. God bless you. How you doing, Aunt Bernadine, and how you been?
Good morning to you. I'm doing good, great, fine. I'm blessed.
Amen.
Every day of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless
amen.
You. We
amen.
Love you. I thank God for you. Aunt Bernadine. It's always, and I mean always, good to hear your voice
yes.
on the line.
Yes.
Amen. If
amen.
I don't know nobody else's number, by now I know yours. Amen. Because it's the first
amen.
And always on the line. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. We welcome you this morning. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
And good morning, family, and I thank God for waking me up this morning.
Amen.
Closed in my right mind, and I'm doing great.
Amen.
I'm feeling good. My blood pressure is doing good, and I just thank God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you. We love you so much, Saint Francis. God bless you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Yes. See the love on this morning.
Cousin
Brenda
Gale,
may we welcome you this morning. How you doing and how you been? God bless you.
Good morning, sister.
Tell them how you're doing this morning.
I'm doing.
That's all right.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Blessing to hear.
Yes, Lord.
God
bless you.
Thank you, Father.
All right. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
God keep you. I love you. I thank God for all of you. We've had a good week and good.
Amen.
God bless you both. We love you so much. It's always good to hear you all on the line, and we just thank God for you. We thank God for you. It's always good to hear A.T. Richmond getting on the line. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, and God bless you. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, we welcome you. How you doing, and how y'all been?
Good morning, Mama. How you doing? Good morning, everybody. I'm doing good. Morning, Vera. Good morning. Amen.
God bless you both. We love you so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let me know if y'all can hear me. I'm coming through fine.
Loud and clear.
Amen. Cousin Irene, God bless you. How you doing? How you been? Welcome. We welcome you.
Did you say Earlene?
Earlene, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay,
Earlene.
Good morning, family, and everybody.
Good morning.
I'm so happy. What a blessing we are enjoying right now. I'm here.
Amen.
Grateful and thankful I am. You know, God giving us a second chance, you know, another blessing to still be alive and, you know, and feeling good and stuff and then able to talk to you all and communicate on this line like this. What a blessing. Thank you all. I'm just so grateful. Thank you. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you guys. Keep it so good to hear your voice. I thank God for keeping you. Amen. Glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Hopefully I have the right number. I'll call another number that has the same area code here, but I hope I don't have it mixed up. But glory to God. We thank God for you. God keep you. Continue the strength to use your might in the name of Jesus. Amen. Cousin Angela, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. Welcome, welcome. Just blessed to be on the line. Thank God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Good to have you on the line. We welcome you. Here on the line, it's always a blessing to hear from you on this prayer line. So she texted me. Good thing I was looking at the phone. She said, I'm on the line. And I thought that was a number. I said, that looks like a number, but you know, people numbers can kind of look the same and one number be off. But we welcome you. We thank God for you. We love you so much, so much. And we thank God for all that you do to help out with your mom and grandmother there. And we just pray God continue to strengthen and use you mighty in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. We welcome you. How you doing and how you been? Cousin Kim?
Good morning. Good morning, family. God bless. Sorry, I got background noise. I got the kids this weekend. But all is well, and it's just a blessing to be here on the line with my family again this morning. So I just thank God for you all, and thank God for another day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, and we just thank God for you. Always good to hear your voice on here, and I always look forward to hearing you. God bless you, Cousin Kim. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise.
Mama Kelly, God bless you, Mama. How you doing? Welcome. How you been?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I am up this morning. God woke me up this morning. Like Aunt Classy said, I ain't taking roots to make clothes in my right mind. So doing good. Amen. Yeah, from Houston to Louisiana. Good morning. Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Yeah,
loud and clear. Okay, good, because this phone, it just went black, so I didn't know if y'all could hear me still. Oh, see if that'll work. Hold on.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you, Mama. So good to hear your voice.
God bless
this morning,
you.
So good
to hear you this
morning. Driving, trying to get a spot so I can text you back. Amen.
Oh,
God bless
amen,
you. We love
amen,
you so
amen.
Much.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
you,
you
too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. We welcome you. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. It is such a blessing to be on this call
good
this
morning.
It gives me
yes,
great joy to hear that my mom is doing well, my aunties, my whole family. And I thank God, Dominique, that she was able to make it this morning because I pray for you daily. I don't just say that.
Yeah.
I pray for you daily. So I am thankful, and I am glad to be on this call this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank God.
Glory to God. I thank you so much for praying for me. Amen. God bless you. I'm praying for you daily, and I just thank God for all that God is doing. Amen. On this line, I didn't want to miss the line. And some days, and I've confessed this out of my mouth, some days it's heavy. The weight is heavy before I get on this line. And I say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And he reminds me, it's not you doing it. And you're going forth in my strength. Amen. So I say, Lord, half of the way, it was like, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get on this line this morning. Cause I just don't, I physically don't feel like I have the strength, my mind. And God just said, I'm doing the work in you. It is me that works in you.
Yes.
And I give you the strength. So I thank God for being on the line.
Amen.
Because if you all knew, and I'm only saying it because Shanta, I'm glad that you got on this line. It is not always easy for me to get on this line every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But God, and I say that with all Thanksgiving, but God, hallelujah. Because sometimes I want to lay down a little bit longer, and sometimes I want to go do other things that I got on my agenda.
It's
God first, amen?
Yeah.
And with God helping
you,
I just thank God, because while he's using
thank
me, he's using everyone on this line for my life,
Glory,
and I thank
hallelujah.
God.
Thank
so
you,
many
Lord.
Of you all have poured into me. So many of you all have given to me, not knowing that I needed
thank
it,
you,
and it came right on time, whether it was a phone call, whether it was a seed that you planted, not knowing
thank
that
God.
I had a bill, not knowing that my husband was working. I was
amen.
Not knowing because my mom knows I don't ask for anything, but God knows, and I just thank you all for all that you do with this. There's a seed being sown, whatever. I just thank God for you. I'm just being on this line. Oh, I thank God. I'm just so grateful. And I just thank you so much.
Amen.
And thank you for praying for me. Thank you for all
amen.
The prayers.
Lord.
Hallelujah. God
hallelujah.
Bless you. I want you to know that you're not planting bad soil. You're planting good soil. Amen. And I thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You. Cousin
amen.
I love you so much. I think I speak to everybody on this line. We love you and we thank God for you. It's so good to have you in position on this line with us here on Saturday. Glory to
amen.
God. Amen.
We wouldn't have another day, but we thank God for this day.
Thank you, Lord,
hallelujah.
For this day.
Yes,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
This
thank
is
you,
the
thank
day you, the Lord has made. Amen.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. Amen. God
amen.
Bless you. God
amen.
Keep
amen.
You. Amen. Ain't nobody saying God bless you. Welcome. We welcome you. How you doing and how you been?
Amen.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I thank God for this day, and I'm doing great.
Amen.
All those other stuff that Bernstein added, wonderful and gracious.
Oh,
yeah. Be on this line and to hear all my family on here, and they're all doing well. Good Lord.
Oh,
thank
yes.
Good morning, family. I love you all. And
good morning.
I'm so glad that all my aunties are doing great in their body, and I am doing
Amen.
Great, and all the kids are doing great, and everybody sounds so good to me this morning on the phone, and I thank the Lord for that. Look like we
thank
are one
Lord.
Big happy family, Look like we love each other,
Amen.
And I thank the Lord
Amen.
For that.
Thank you,
and I want you all to have a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We love you so much, and you are family. Hallelujah. I have grown to love you so much, and in the last couple of years and more that you've been with us in church service, on prayer calls, and on the family line, I just thank God for you. And I pray that God will continue to use you mighty, and that God will continue to, I pray for continued blessings and the favor of the Lord to be upon your life. Amen. And that it will flow
Amen.
Into the life of your children and your children's children's children for generations to generations.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it shall be.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. As we go into the scripture this morning, if anybody on the line has a testimony, because I have a testimony, we need to share our testimony. Amen. If anyone on the line wants to share a testimony, please do so at this time. I want to share my testimony. And if you have one,
amen.
I'll call your name. If you don't, just say amen, because I'm led to
amen.
Share a testimony. So if you have one, please
amen.
Share your testimony. I want to testify
amen.
The goodness of the Lord. And I thank God was the head of my life and the lifter of my head.
Yeah.
I was working for a temp agency, and God was sending me to work at different banks. And I said, Lord, wherever you would have for me to go, because I don't, money
amen.
Don't move me. Amen. I move money.
Amen.
Okay. So money
amen.
Don't, some people that money moves them. I mean, money wake them up. Mm. Money get them going. But money don't move
yes.
me. I move money.
Right.
So when God tell me to go, no matter what it's paying,
no.
God has
yes.
an assignment for me, whether he says sit
yes.
and be still. And I need you to be
yes.
here interceding. I'm going to fulfill that assignment because I know God is my provider, that he will provide.
Yes.
So God has been sending me out to these to work at these banks, paying a little bit of money. But with God, the assignment that God had me on was far more than what money could ever offer me. And I allowed God to use me in those places. So I said, Lord, okay, so when that assignment is up, okay, there's another job. They want another job, but not for the same people. But they're going to hire me on permanently. And I said, Lord, but it's going to take me out of position to be able to be
Amen.
On the line for my family and to be able to be in position for your people. Father God, but if that's where you would have me to be, then I shall go. But Lord, hallelujah, you know, let thy will be done. But Father God, I don't want to
yes.
be, I don't want to be out of position. I don't want to go where you have not sent me, oh God. I don't want to
yes.
be, I don't
yes.
want to run after money, you know, because I don't want money to move me. Lord, I want to move
right.
by mm-hmm. thy spirit. And so,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah. So one job say, we want you to start on August the 8th. And I was going to have the job so far, and it wasn't paying that much money. And I prayed about
mm-hmm.
it. I said, Lord, I want to be able to do what you called me to do, and I want to be in position. I've been praying for position. And then there was a job that popped up for Christian Care Ministries. And so I said, okay, I'm excited about it. And so I applied for the job, and then I had to take these tests. I said, I don't think I did too good on these assessments and stuff that they do. And I trusted God for it. I went to my husband. I said, I think I did good. It cut me out before I could finish. He said, you got the job. I said, I'm believing I got this job, because on this job is they have a time of worship and prayer. They pay you to go so you can worship and pray. They also have time for Bible study. And each person that you interact with, because they have this insurance company, that you are supposed to pray with everyone that you come in contact with. You're supposed to offer prayer.
Yes,
it's a faith-based business where Jesus is Lord. And that comes first before anything, before any business.
Yes.
They're about the work of Christ. And I said, Lord, hallelujah. It was nothing but God, because these two jobs started on the same day. Hallelujah. And then I said, Lord, I need one more week to get myself together, because I got this way. And they come and say, hey, we're going to push it back just one more week. Is that okay? I said, God, I thank you. And I say all this
thank
to you all on the phone today, because God answers prayers of those that believe.
Yes, sir.
But you have to keep the faith. Amen. Even when you sow a seed. Amen. Having faith in that you have sown, given cheerfully, not to me, but when trusting God. Amen. Hallelujah. Trusting God in it. Hallelujah. While you're trusting God in your giving. Hallelujah. So I share that on today. If you believe, amen, and you trust God in the move, and don't let money move you. Don't let people move you. Only move by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Because we all who are in Christ have received the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will move. Amen. The Holy Spirit will direct. The Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance. The Holy Spirit will speak because this is the living God that is speaking. We serve a God that is alive. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve idols. We serve the living God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to testify the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
That the job is paid more money, but I'm testifying how when you ask God to use you, amen, when you pray for position for your life, I want you to know God will position you, amen. When you say, Lord, position me so that I can receive a great pouring in, oh God, hallelujah. So now I'm in a position where I can be sharpened, that I can be used by God every day.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
Everything else that we work for, your cars and houses and jewelry and clothes, that right there will pay. You can't take that with you. I want you to understand.
They're
going to do with your stuff when you leave here. Somebody going to find out what they're going to do with your body when you leave here. Somebody else going to make decisions about that body that you're living in. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want you to know when you put your hand on the feelings of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Peace will come and be still in your life. Hallelujah. Your peace in food, your peace in drink, your peace in money, your peace in cars and clothes. Your peace, hallelujah, is in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it's the peace that surpasses all understanding. So when money leaves, when people leave, when jobs leave, when clothes leave, when cars leave, hallelujah, it will not take your peace. On this morning, if you want to share that testimony, if God has released you to share that testimony on today, please share it with us, family. I'll call your name if you don't have it, if you don't have one to share on today. But I want you to know that you're a living, breathing testimony on this morning.
Amen.
Hey, Bernadine, if you want to share testimony with us this morning.
Yes, my testimony is that I thank the Lord day and night. I don't ask the Lord for things every day because he's doing enough for me.
Amen.
I just thank
him.
I just thank him for wisdom and
the
knowledge. blessing that no one else gives me. And I'm thankful for that. Amen, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
You,
amen.
Thank
ain't classy?
Amen.
You have a testimony today you want to share?
I have a testimony, but it's so long, I don't think we have enough time to share it. I just thank God for saving me and filling me with the Holy Ghost, and I've been born again,
yes.
And I know where I'm going when I leave here. I'm going to see Jesus.
Yes.
And I thank God.
Amen.
I thank God for my three daughters who had cancer. I'm their mom, and it really hurt me. I started crying. Sean told me, Mama, don't cry. But I pray, ask God to touch him to heal him. I have a granddaughter had cancer. Sean had cancer.
Yeah.
Jackie had cancer and Glory. But I told God about it, and I put them in their hand, and look at them now.
Yeah.
I just thank you, and I thank God for all my nieces and nephews, and I just thank God for everybody. My sister Bernstein, my sister Vera, my sister Jane. I don't want to go there with Jane. But she been through it a lot. But I told God about her, too. And look at her. God lifted her up. She lost her son. I told God, I don't know what to do, but I know you can step in. And she went through it with flying colors, and she's still going through it. And look at Brenda. She's standing there strong by her mama. I pray for y'all every day. You just don't know. You just don't know because God hear my prayers. And I looked in the corner one day up there, and I was praying, and I heard a voice say, I heal him, and I can heal you. And I asked God the other day if he just give me a little more strength to feel better with this blood pressure. And look at me now. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling fine.
Amen.
I told you it's too long to hold up the line, but I got a testimony, honey. I got a testimony.
Yes.
Thank God for everybody. I thank God for you, Tyler, for being so strong and bringing us together. Thank you, Calvin, for standing there by your daughter, too. I'm going to stop because I can go on and go on. I can go on and go on. Because I told God one day, I was praying. We had to sit on the morning bank. Let me tell y'all, I had to sit on the morning bank. You couldn't get up there and just join. I told God if I had good religion, he showed me a sign. He showed me James saying, if I can't say nothing, I'm going to wave my hand. So I know I'm going to heaven when I die.
God.
I ain't gonna hold you up, but thank God for the testimony. Thank you.
Amen.
My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
thank you,
Lord.
Praise and I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. God Amen. Keep you strong and continue to bless us and keep us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes,
glory to
yes,
God.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
God bless you.
Lord,
God speak you. We thank God for the testimony. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie, hey, Vera, do you have a testimony you'd like to share this morning?
Well, it, you know, like in class to say, you can go on and on and on. But when I tell you this, and I thank God for this prayer line, because all this started happening all about, you know, when my mom got down and I was working. It was even before I got laid off. And I just didn't know. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do because I got to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know
how,
and I didn't want my mom to go in the home. I understand what Brother Gill is saying. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And class, I'll be there. So she
yes,
was, Lord. You know. You know, they don't never, you never see them. All of them
uh-huh.
stepped in, came over here. They was coming every
yeah.
day. And able
yes,
and able to work. So I just thank God that
there
he's given me the strength, and I got this all my family on the line, everybody,
yeah.
all of them, you know, they do what they can do.
Yeah.
And I thank God
yeah.
for that. I really do. I thank God. And then when my daughter, she started helping me out and
yeah.
husband, they all just fell into place, but it wasn't nobody but God
yeah.
that did. I know
nobody but God.
Just thank God yeah. for that. That is my testimony today. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. God bless you, folks. We love you so much, and I just thank God for the testimony. You know, God will surely, surely make a way. Amen. When we don't know
oh
how
God.
We can do it, but if you trust
yeah.
God, he will make a way. And God
he
uses people. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
God bless
yeah, you.
God keep your
faith. You don't know. You just don't know. If you walk with him, he going to show you what he can do for you.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Yeah.
You got to stay ready. Stay ready.
Just
don't know.
Yeah.
Here
we go.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, okay, man.
Amen.
You have anything? I didn't see
y'all.
That was about me.
Yep.
Come on, Vera.
You got a testimony in class in Bernstein and Aunt Jane. They all want to hear your testimony for today.
We don't have one.
You got
a lot.
You got one, dear. You just can't think of it. But that's all right, dear. It's all right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's all right.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Amen.
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 We thank God for the testimony. Amen. That we all
Amen.
God brought in, Vera through, brought her out. Brought it through
yeah.
and brought it out, amen. And we just thank
amen.
God. We thank God for
thank
Jesus,
God.
Amen. God bless you
amen.
Both. Cousin Ernie, you have a testimony for us on the line today?
I
yeah.
know she do.
When I look back over my life, this song comes to mind. I'm a living testimony.
Yeah,
man.
Yes.
But God,
uh-huh.
you let me live on. I'm just a
yes.
living testimony.
All right,
he can do
yes,
things. You think he's going to do something one way, and he always does
mm-hmm.
it his way, because his will
mm-hmm.
is our
yes,
will.
Lord.
What an awesome
mm-hmm.
God is this. We are blessed to have such an
yes.
awesome Father. Almighty God.
Yes.
I'm grateful
yes.
and thankful. And I
mm-hmm.
am a living testimony. And every
yes,
day of yes. And I'm thankful.
Yeah.
Not going to take a minimal time, but it's just my life.
All right, cuz. All right,
But, yeah. I get chills when I think about my life.
All right. All right, God is a good God.
Woo. Yes. All right. That's it.
All right.
All right, God. God bless you. God keep it, yes, with living testimony. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We testify the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you. You have a testimony to share on the line today.
Did you say Cousin Angela?
Angela?
I couldn't hear you.
Uh-huh. Angela. Uh-huh.
And y'all know I'm shy. So let me take my time.
Yes,
I have a lot of testimonies, but I kept asking God, what is my purpose? I'm getting older, and I'm like, what is my purpose? What is my purpose?
Uh-huh.
And my purpose is being a caregiver and helping people because I enjoy that of what I do. Not only when I'm at home, I help my grandmother and my mother.
Yeah.
When I go to work,
you're doing...
Amen.
Older people,
yeah.
When I'm walking by,
beautiful,
they need
beautiful.
To go
yeah.
here. Or they're sitting outside, or they need something to drink, or they call and
right,
specifically
yeah.
ask for me. I mean,
right.
not only there, people call my phone and say, oh, I need help, I need this, and I've
beautiful.
Learned that's what God has
yeah.
me on earth to do,
serving
is to
God.
Help others cheerfully.
Mm-hmm.
I want to serve God. And that's something that I enjoy doing, and I thank God. It's
serving
a lot of doing that comes with it, but I pray for more strength, but I
yes.
love being able to be a blessing to others, to help. And
that's
and
right, Angela. Amen.
That's all I can say. That's all I can
that's
say.
That's good, Angela. That's good, Angela.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Yeah.
To
amen.
Serve. We've all been called to be served. To serve. Amen.
Amen.
To serve. And so
yes.
God bless you that God that you have received the answer to be a caregiver, to care
yes.
for others, to serve. Amen. There were many
amen.
Women that ministered to God, and ministering me, they were
yes.
a help. They were a help
yes.
to his ministry. So they ministered him,
uh-huh.
ministering the help that he needed during that
uh-huh.
time where he was still
amen.
Earth. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. May you continue to walk in that calling with the strength of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you. Cousin Kim, do you have a testimony you'd like to share with us today?
Amen. Thank God for this prayer line. And my testimony is just being from this family. I thank God for placing me in this family. And I thank God
yes.
for the tough times on my job.
Amen.
And when people were trying to run me off my job and stuff.
That's all right, Kim.
God is for me. And those people, those same people that were trying to
yeah.
run me off my job, now they looking
right.
out for me. What a good God.
That's
God
good, man. I know you yeah. Lord. What a God. What a God.
Yeah. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God.
That's why we say, but God.
Thank you, Lord. And
but
that's something
God.
You said that, Kim, we were praying about that. The Holy Spirit shot me a couple of months ago. You know, when we on this prayer line, and we thank God for the Holy Spirit that is on this line, that charges this line, amen. And I just thank God for you sharing that testimony that all will know, hey, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Mama mm-hmm. Callie, God bless you. Mama, you have a testimony you'd like to share?
Yeah, I have a little testimony to share. Back way last year in 2020 when I got sick and you came over here and y'all prayed on me because I thought I was going to die. Kyle, you told my kids I feel like I'm dying. And my daughter
right.
and her husband came over here and they prayed on me, prayed on me, prayed on me. So I had to get that faith because every morning I woke up sick. And I always had, I'm a baby when I get sick. And I always got to have somebody here with me and I always called on Bridget. But my daughter just prayed with me, stayed with me. No matter what time of day, I cried all the time. That's because I was scared to die.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
God say the devil, he was throwing these curveballs. He was there catching them. Bam, bam, bam.
All right, all right.
And he brought
all
me
right.
I was able to get up and go drive. I was able to go face it by myself. I could walk
beautiful.
A little longer. So he
amen.
Stepped in, and he's still stepping in. No matter
yes.
if I slip and fall, ain't doing what I'm supposed to do. He's right here with me.
Yes, yes.
And I get up.
Yes.
I fall a lot,
awesome.
But I try to keep on getting up. So he
yes,
saw.
Lord.
I see what he can do. Because he's really healing me.
Amazing.
I go through things, but he's studying healing me. And with my husband, he's going through things, and he, you know, we still got one more test to go through. And well, we went through the test, so we're going to go on the third to see what they saying about these lesions on his liver. So we both got spots on our liver, but mine's not growing. Yeah. So God is in the healing business.
Yes,
study healing, and I'll keep the faith. So he brought me through, and he going to take me through. I still got to go, but he there with me. That's my testimony.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. God will allow things to happen so that you will seek him and that you will seek him more. Hallelujah. The lady in the conference, they say she was going through so much, and she said every time she was wilding, and God said, keep on, come on, come on. And she said, look like he kept moving back. He said, go deeper, go deeper.
Amen.
He wants you to, you know, seek him more to get what's already inside of you. Amen. Because he's already put it in you. Amen. But you gotta fight for it. You gotta keep on, like you said, just keep on getting up. Just keep on getting up. Amen. When you fall, just keep on getting up. You find yourself getting up quicker. Amen. You find yourself standing up longer. Amen. That used to knock you down before, you know, that anger or that impatience or whatever it is. You'll find it don't work no more. So you don't fall down for that no more. Devil, you gotta use something else. Just keep getting back up, and you'll find yourself standing more. That used to knock you down won't knock you down anymore. Amen.
Amen.
I see what you're trying to do. That don't work for me. Amen. God. Thank you for coming to the morning. Hallelujah. I thank God my mom. Because I remember a time when she was sick, and she would call, and she said, I don't want to bother you. I said, no, you call me. I'm here, and I'm right here. Every time she called, and when she got that day when she got really, really sick, and she said, I feel like she was going to die, I said, we come against that. We take that back. We speak life in the
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
And when she
Amen.
Was
yeah.
But when, look here, 40 days of fasting and praying for my mom, and she didn't know I was fasting. She would see me. I said, well, I need water. She looked at me, are you fasting? I said, I'm praying. She didn't know I was fasting, but if you saw me, you could tell because the weight was just falling off. And, and by the time she went back to the doctor, what they say they saw, they didn't see no more. They we don't understand how this is gone, and you just thank God, saying, "Oh, God did it."
Thank
you
Lord.
Know, they could try to give y'all some medication, I'm gonna trust God for it. It may sound foolish to some, but when you get to trust in God to do it. I'm going to tell you, he's a God that does not lie. Amen. You say you're going to do it, guess what? It's going to be done. Hallelujah.
Do it.
God bless you. God keep you, mama. We thank God for you.
God bless you. Keep you. Love you, too. Thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to share testimony with us on today?
Glory.
Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I meant to. Sorry. When you say testimony, okay, I'm like my mom now. I want to go to Genesis, and it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And then Sunday morning, he showed me his conversation with us. And the next thing he did, it said, and God blessed them, okay, in the 28th verse. And so I look at that because in 2014, when they sentenced me to 10 years, I had to tell them inmates that I brought God here with me. You know, usually when people go to jail, they grab the Bible. But I know when they sentenced me, when they put me in that room, a man told me, he said, you usually go downstairs. He said, but Miss Singleton, you don't remember me. When I was trying to get my house, I was $1,900 short and you paid it. So God showed me right then. For 2 years, I had been suffering just, okay, God, I know I didn't do this here. Why am I doing this here? And God gave me the peace and say, I got you. And so when I went to prison, I told the warden and everybody that God, I didn't just come here with, I didn't just bring him, I didn't just get him when I got here. I brought him in here with me because he promised me he was going to take care of me. And so on a piece of paper, I started writing business plans for the warden. I started cooking for the warden. I started writing business plans for guards that now have business. And so people ask me, why every day you got a computer up? Because God is showing me that the only income I get is from my hot tamales, but I am still able to bless. I am still able to pay my tithes. And when I walk in that cancer center just to encourage somebody, I walk with authority. I don't look like I got cancer. I dress like my mama. I go in there and I say, thank you, God, because I know you're here. My Aunt Jane said yesterday, say you're bright and you're looking like your mom. My mom used to say, Irma used to say, you ain't satisfied. You just like classy till you give it away. And so I say this here. God is a good God because I know he's a way maker. I wake up every day expecting what I can do for God because I know that he's going to do more and has done miraculous for me. So I'm not going to tire you lying, and I just know that he's a healer because when I took Irma Anderson to the doctor, they said, oh, hers is fine, but you got stage four. I didn't worry then. I started giving out lipstick and scarves to people. Okay, well, yeah, we losing our hair, but God can make it grow back. And so I know that there's a good God. I walk around with this heart defibrillator, but I don't worry about it because I know he's going to take care of me. I'm getting ready to go to Florida on Monday morning like I got $1 million, okay? And I just say, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to put this conference together. Even though I'm not getting paid for it, but God knows what I know what he can do. So I just want to say thank you, Tyronika. I love you so much. My heart wants to just do more and more, and I know God is going to bless me to be a blessing to you. So I'm going to cut this testimony out because I can talk all day about what God has done for me.
Yes, Lord.
I know you're right. God bless you.
God knows.
removed all of this. Not all of it, but he moved it where I'm functioning mentally.
So I'm not going to worry him
with small things. And I just want to comment on a testimony that I heard this morning, and that made me really happy, coming from one of my sisters, and which is Classy. Classy's been sick for some time, and she's been all of this
all
in
right.
her, what she said this morning. And she brought it out today, and like she said, her pressure is better. I mean, the Lord is working with her on this. What she's speaking of her children, and I'm thankful that she was able to do that. And just continue. And the Lord's going to work with that blood pressure and keep it down and keep you strong. So I pray for you, Christ,
thank you, Lord.
You keep on keeping on.
Thank you. Amen.
Sean has been with me here for, she's been here this week, too. Sean get up in the morning, she tell people that she pray for them. That girl be in the room. Even when I go down there, she be sitting out on the porch. She talked to the Lord a long time. She be telling him. But she be talking. She stayed locked up in that room. I be in here drinking coffee, eating and stuff. And after she get done with her praying and stuff, she comes out of the room. And like she said, she had that cancer. She ain't even look word. She just walked around here like nothing was wrong with her. What doctor said, I'm all right.
She's strong.
So I thank God for my family. I thank God for you. And I'm just thankful that everybody is doing well.
Amen.
And I thank God for Ann. I forgot to mention Ann last week.
Yes.
And Bunny, all my nieces.
Amen. We thank God for your testimony. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Dorisha, God bless you. Do you have a testimony you want to share with us today?
I'm a living testimony because I was in a coma for 3 days and the good Lord brought me out and I'm laying in bed. Thank you all. And I thank the Lord. Don't tell me what the Lord can do. Monty told me, I said, I was in a coma for 3 days. I didn't even know it, but the Lord took my body and brought me out. And I thank the Lord that all my kids are doing well.
Amen.
They don't beg me for nothing. They take care of their mama, and I thank the Lord
It's
hard to get boys to take care of your mother. But, honey, my boys, they right here for me, and I thank the Lord for them. And I want you all to pray for them that their attitude will stay the same and they will love me and keep on blessing me. And I thank the Lord that I have a friend, a girl, stay here with me. I don't be home by myself. She here with me 24 hours. And I thank the Lord for it. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Yes. Amen.
We thank God that God has blessed people in our life that have the capacity. We pray that God will continue to give us the capacity to be able to be a help to one another. Amen. Because that requires patience, understanding, the love of Christ. Amen. So I pray that if God will fill us, amen, that we will have the capacity to be able to stand. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you will, today we have about 20-some minutes left on this line, but we thank God for the time. Amen. And we don't find it robbery to testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. And like we all said here, if I can tell it all that what God has done for me, amen, I will be all day. Amen. So we thank God for the testimony. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give our scripture reading for today, and then I'm going to lift us all up in prayer. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead. If there's anything you want to petition in prayer, I'll call your name, but I'm going to pray over it collectively for the sake of time on this platform. Amen. So you all will bear with me.
Amen.
Our scripture reading today is coming from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses
6-8 of the Bible reads from the New King James Version. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, all in Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. I say to you, family, on today, hallelujah, let God use you. Amen. Let God hear you. And I want to go straight to verse 8. With verse 8 is saying hallelujah to us on today. And the word of God is so that we can apply it to our life. The scripture will manifest. Amen. In our lives in the name of Jesus. The power from the Holy Spirit is not limited to strength beyond the ordinary. That power also involves courage and boldness and confidence, insight, ability, and authority. The disciples need all these gifts to fulfill their mission. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can experience the power of the Holy Spirit in your life today. It is my prayer that we speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power and the ability and authority of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you will walk in it. Amen. You will walk it out all the days of your life, that you will continue to get back up again because you have a resurrection power working on the inside. The Holy Spirit of the living God. See, Jesus promised the disciples that they would receive power to witness after they received the Holy Spirit. Notice the progression. One, they would receive the Holy Spirit. Two, he would give them power. And three, they would witness the extraordinary results. See, often we're trying to reverse the order and witness by our own power and authority. See, witnessing is not showing what we can do for God. It is showing and telling what God has done for us as we testify on this line on today. Amen. And all that God has done. Amen. Hallelujah. For our auntie has said it all today. If I could say it all, it would take all my life, hallelujah, to talk about the things that God has done for me, to talk about the goodness of the Lord. See, Jesus had instructed his disciples to witness the people of all nations about him, but they were told to wait for the Holy Spirit, amen? God has important work for you to do for him, that you must do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, we often like to get on with the job, even if it means running ahead of God, but waiting is sometimes part of God's plan for your life. Are you waiting and listening to God's complete instructions, or are you running ahead of his plans? See, we need God's timing and power to truly, I want us to be truly effective. There was a time that God had me in hiding. There was a time that God called me aside. There was a time where I was set apart from others. There was that time where I was just waiting for God to say, yeah, go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
May God bless you. May God continue to keep us. Amen. May we continue to come to this line. Amen. For years and years and years to come. Amen. And be empowered by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. May we be that living vessel that God uses. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
That's all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we'll receive our prayer petition as we come into agreement in the name of Jesus. We'll start with Aunt Bernstein. Aunt Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, continue prayer for LaToya and Jane Mackey and for Dorita, who seem to be all in good spirit. So she keep just being happy, happy.
Yes.
Keep praying for her. Yeah, get up and walk one day. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
I didn't say it enough. So I thank God for you, and I love you, and thanks for this prayer line. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Word
amen.
God.
God bless you.
Word of God.
Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, Auntie Ruth May. Go ahead.
My prayer is for you, Tawanika, and my entire family, that God would continue to bless us and keep us in his divine care. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We come into agreement by saying amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, go ahead.
Yes, thank God for this prayer line, and thank God for you. And I really enjoyed this line today. I enjoy it every Saturday, but today it just really touched me. Amen.
Oh, yes. What a God. What a God. What a God.
What you say, Mom?
Amen.
I enjoyed everybody today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you both. We love you so much. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
My niece Eve, she's having surgery on Monday. And again, the caregivers. And our family on the line for strength to continue on and for you and your family, Tabernacle.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Yeah.
Cousin Angela. Angie.
I just want to pray for you, Tabernacle. Just keep praying for me for strength and walking right by.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Cousin Kim. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Just blessings for everyone here on the line, and just thank God. Thank God for another day, and ask Him to give us traveling grace as we move.
Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama, Carolyn?
My prayer is for the Lord to increase my hearing. Increase my hearing. So I can hear what I need to hear from Him. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Amen. Lord. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Thank you. Amen.
Cousin Sean, turn to me.
Amen. Tonika, I just thank God for you. I thank God for you and your family, Pastor Manning, and your children. You remind me of when Nina and I were little, Daddy Prince and Mommy Ellen used to sit us down and pray with us. So you will just bring that back together with the whole family. So my prayer is amen, yes, and amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Ain't Eliza Jane.
I thank Lord for the prayer line and just pray for my family and my grandkids.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Dorita. God bless you. Go ahead. The Cousin Dorita. Oh, I'm sorry. She can't. My mic keeps falling off. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. We can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thank the Lord for this line and for you all. And I thank the Lord for my aunt Vanessa. She is really concerned about me. And I hope that I see her again. And I thank the Lord for my auntie Ruth and Mary Brenda brought her out there to see me. And I thank the Lord. And they loved on me. So I just thank the Lord for all the love that I got when I went home. And I thank the Lord. And I want you all to pray for me that you all keep on loving on me because I love you all. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord on today. As we are saying, with all faith, I lift up every family member and loved one in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will continue to strengthen all, that God will increase us, increase the anointing us on our life. I pray that our yes, oh Lord, let our yes be yes and our no be no. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That is my prayer petition, that we all will go deeper in Christ and receive and walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. Amen. Let us pray as we enter in and cover
Father God,
amen.
We just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
hear from you and receive in the name of Jesus Christ, that she would just be able to discern who is speaking, oh God, that she would not answer to any other voice, oh God, but she is your sheep, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, I pray for traveling Rachel, all that's on the line, oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pull-ups, no accidents, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you kept your word angels, oh God, and spoke for them, making every crooked path straight before us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God.
Thank you,
Lord, increase in your love, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the fruit,
yes,
oh God, of your spirit take root and abound in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our desire come and let it be a tree of life, oh God. Let understanding be a wellspring of life for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your fear give us life, oh God. Let us be satisfied and let us not be visited with evil, oh God.
Yes.
Let, hallelujah, Lord, let humility and your fear bring riches to our life, oh God, and honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare by faith that we will live and not die. We will declare the works of the Lord. Amen. Lord, show us the path of life.
Amen.
In your presence, the fullness of joy. And in your right hand, the fullness forevermore. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God. Lord, give us life and live the days, oh God. Lord, we pray for the strength, oh God, of every caregiver on the line, oh God. For you called us to serve, oh God. Help us to be good servants, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give us your favor. For in your favor is life, amen.
Yes.
For with you is the fountain of life. And in your light shall we see light, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your wisdom be a tree of life to us, oh God. Let your word, oh God, be life to our soul and grace to our neck. We will hold fast to the instruction because it is life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We have found
thank
wisdom.
You.
We have found life and obtained your favor, oh God. And we just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, let us enjoy the blessing of fruitfulness and multiplication right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your blessing come upon our family, oh God. Hallelujah. And all that's connected to the Mackey family. Amen. And outward in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you that you're blessed, oh God, to be a part of this family, this lineage, oh God. We thank you, oh God, from the crown, hallelujah, of our head to the sole of our feet. We just want to say thank you. Lord, receive your blessing from our transgression. It's forgiven, and we thank you that our sin is covered, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless us. We renounce and turn away from all guile. And iniquity is not imputed to us. Amen. Lord, bless us, oh God. You are who we trust, oh God. We respect not the proud or sick, but turn us not to lies. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, bless us, oh God. Let our strength be in you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let us break through, oh God. Let breakthrough come, for you are the breaker, oh God. Lord, you are the breaker that goes before us. Let us break through in our finances. Let us break through in our relationships. Let us break through in our marriages. Let us break through in our health and healing. Let us break through in our ministry. Let us break through in our city. Let us break through in our emotions. Let us break through in our praise. Let us break through in our worship. Let us break through in our prayer life. Let us break through in our revelation. Let us break through in our careers. Let us break through in our giving. Let us experience bonanzas in our life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us experience your certainness, oh God. Hallelujah. Do a quick work in our life. Do a quick work in our children. Do a quick work in our grandchildren. Hallelujah. Great grandchildren, children of God, from generation to generation. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us be born, oh God. Our children be born filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us experience great peace in a short period of time. We will be in complete bonanzas, for our life is the life of our children. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us find this day. May the prospects and experience bonanza in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you,
as we leave this life and never your presence, we thank you for the God that you that is with us, God. And we study your word, God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we want to thank you, God, that where we go, knowing that you are with us.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And David said, if I go to my grave, you're with me.
Yeah.
So wherever he went, that you are with the Lord. So we thank you that you're the same God then, yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
That you are not. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. We just
decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we love you, as we lead this line, that our Father goes with us, that we are blessed, and that all things are working together for the good of our lives, hallelujah, and that our Heavenly Father has turned it around for us. And we are going from glory to glory to glory as His wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for that we can decree and declare right now. We can decree and declare by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessing our going. We're blessed when we come back in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail, on top and not the knee. That we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. For God has made us a lender and not the borrower. That we're healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Get
that
away.
We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. That we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. That we're more than covered through Christ Jesus. That we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We
thank
put
you
the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. We decree the kind of blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, I pray right now, Lord God, right now that your daughter shall indeed will be delivered from Father God from everything that the enemy has set up for her to be destroyed right now. And the friend of that she will be delivered from any type of device that the enemy has given her right now, the prison, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree the prayer right now, deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I decree and declare that I'm faithful, the mantle that you place in my life, that healing shall spring forth in her body right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Healing. And Lord, we thank you for the testimony of God that's being worked in her, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We thank you, Lord God, that ears were here, Lord God, that heaven is to hear all that you've done for, Lord God, that you'll be able to tell it all in the name of Jesus Christ, that all that you have done. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God,
thank
for
you,
a life that many probably will go to heaven, Lord God, because you have used her. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things for faith, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. So
thank
we'll
you,
give God some praise, family. Come on, come on. And you just say,
amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for today. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Amen. We thank God for this time together.
Amen.
Anytime, if you have anything you'd like to say as we wrap up here, I'll call your name as we do every Saturday. If not, just say amen. Amen. Hey, Bernstein, go ahead.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruthie May, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. We thank God for you. We are better people. We are more in love with Jesus. We want a closer walk with him and live a life that's we just praise you. Thank God for you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you too. I love you. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. All praise going on to God. We thank you, Father. Amen. Cousin Bonnie, thank you. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
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 Cousin Arlene, God bless you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory. Amen. Angela, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you for the prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Phil, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Love you all, family.
Amen. We love you too.
Love you
Amen.
Too.
Mama, Amen. Carolyn.
Amen. Thank you for always interceding prayer for us, and may the Lord give you the desire of your heart and speak to you every day. Amen.
Amen.
I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. May it be unto you. Amen. 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 John Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you, Tawanika, and your family. God bless your finances.
Amen.
And amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. And may it be unto you all that you pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. And Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Dorothy, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. I thank God for you. I look forward to being back on the line next Saturday. I pray you all have a blessed week in the Lord, and may you grow closer and closer to God. May you go deeper in the Word of God. I pray that God will pour prayer in your home. Amen. More prayer, more time of worship, more time of getting into the Word of God. Amen. And that you be filled and fueled by the Word of God to go forward and to share it with others so that they may receive in the name of Jesus. There's someone that's waiting for you. Amen. God has set it up where someone is waiting for you. So you got to keep going when God say go. When God say turn, turn. When God say wait. Amen. God bless you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk with the confidence that you can live in total victory. Your past cannot destroy the present, and you cannot control the future. God is almighty. Hallelujah. The creator of all, in all, for all. His angels are beside you. He's walking with you through the fire, amen. Have confidence that this day is a new beginning in Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, God be the glory.
Come together and be saved. God bless you. God keep you. I love you.
I
can't wait to hear y'all again this week. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Love y'all. Love you more.
Love you too.
I love you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine?